1490 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. A tragedy averted in Memphis. Police say an armed suspect who tried to enter a Hebrew school was stopped from carrying out what they call a potential mass shooting.
The image showing a man in a blue shirt holding a gun was taken at the Margolin Hebrew Academy, the only Orthodox Jewish school in Memphis. Police say he tried to gain access to the building, but the school's security measures prevented him from getting inside. No one was injured when the suspect opened fire outside the building. Police spotted the suspect in his vehicle a short time later, not far from the school. According to investigators, officers shot the man when he stepped out holding that gun. The suspect was taken to the hospital in critical condition. Police did not immediately identify him, but local Congressman Steve Cohen said the suspect is a former student at the school.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. Four people were shot outside of a hospital in Columbus, Mississippi. Police say there was a dispute between two vehicles in the parking lot. A judge denied former President Trump's bid to quash the probe into efforts to overturn election results in Georgia. This is ABC News. Gas prices are up 16 cents over the past week, according to data from the Energy Department. Actor and comedian Paul Rubens has died at the age of 70. ABC's Jason Nathanson.
Paul Rubens apologized to his fans for not going public about his cancer battle. That, according to a statement posted on social media after Rubens' death. He revealed he'd been fighting cancer for 6 years and loved his fans and friends and loved making art for them. The statement from his rep said that Rubens passed Sunday night.
I meant to do that.
Best known for the character Pee-wee Herman, a childlike Peter Pan type that Rubens cultivated and played for years. He was a three-time Emmy nominee with over 120 acting credits, from the movie Blow with Johnny Depp.
Hello, tuna. Enchanté, George.
To more recently, The Conners and The Blacklist. Jason Nathanson, ABC News.
Angus Cloud, known for his role on the Euphoria series, has died at the age of 25. His family confirms in a statement obtained by ABC News. In the statement, they added that Cloud was struggling with the recent loss of his father. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge. By cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me. And I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
But we also proved that I'm not always nice.
But even when you're upset and even when you're ticked off, you still come from a place of compassion and love. Whereas I'm just old, bitter, and jaded.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Girl dinner. Lazy girl jobs. Two gendered ideas that are trending right now on social media, specifically TikTok. Jane Matinair, do you know what either of these things are?
I know what girl dinner is.
Did you know before I... Had you heard of this before?
Well, it's just something that's always happened.
Oh, okay. So this is not a new term to you.
I don't think this... The concept is certainly not new.
It is not new to me either.
It's like when your boyfriend or your husband or your wife goes out of town and you're on your own, you make yourself a different kind of dinner.
A different kind of dinner. Exactly.
Right.
Do you know what lazy girl jobs are?
No.
So, which one should we start with? Which one should we tackle first? Let's start with the lazy girl jobs.
Okay.
So, both of these things are videos that are trending on TikTok and social media, talking about what they're calling phenomenons. But they're, in my opinion, they are not phenomenons at all. These are things that have existed, and both sexes do them. And it's not, they're just like new names for stuff that has been happening. So the lazy girl job, do we have a clip about it?
We do.
Let's play that.
Take a listen.
Say bye to Girl Boss and hello to Lazy Girl. A new trend has amassed millions of views on TikTok. It's called lazy girl jobs. Lazy girl jobs are the latest iteration of a rebellion against hustle culture and reevaluating the role work has in our daily lives. These jobs range from admin work to remote work that are low stress, flexible, and undemanding, allowing one to take many breaks and avoid overtime. Plus, they tend to offer a decent salary. The trend is in line with phenomena like quiet quitting, where employees stop putting in extra time and effort due to burnout, pay discrepancies, and a lack of respect at work. But here's our question. What exactly is lazy about some work-life balance? Overwork or burnout leads to an unrelenting sense of pressure and exhaustion that can have detrimental consequences on one's physical and mental health. Not to mention that women get paid less for that work than their male counterparts and take on a disproportionate amount of labor at home. It's exhausting. So it's no surprise to see women rejecting the expectation that they have to work to keep climbing upwards. Just to see the guy next to them with the same exact job get the promotion. And if you ask us, that's not lazy. It's a form of self-care.
So that is thanks to The Skim, who put that video out on their social media. To me, this idea of lazy girl jobs, what they're calling it, one is not lazy. And I think the second thing is, it just speaks to the choice between do you live to work or do you work to live? And that there's plenty of people out there, male, female, whatever, that their job is their job, and that's when they leave it at work, and then their work does not define them.
They're done.
They are done. They are not trying to climb any kind of ladder. They know that this is their salary, this is what's expected of them, and that is good enough. Because it's not like the fact that it got like roped into the idea of quiet quitting, which also is just putting like more negative connotation around something that's like, oh, I just put better boundaries up as far as how much I let my job burn me out that and go above and beyond. And I am someone who's certainly not, I would say in my current health state right now of being pregnant is the first time in my life that I am not putting the pressure on myself to hustle and do a million different things. And I think my entire career and all the different things that I've done, no one puts more pressure on myself than me
for sure
to do more things. And even in this time where I'm like giving myself a little bit of a break because I'm tired, I still don't have like someone over me being like, well, why aren't you letting the ball drop?
Oh, you right? should be doing this.
And except for me being like, this is a weird feeling to not be pushing myself to like the furthest extent that I possible. So like, I'm certainly someone who is always, I would say, for better or worse, live to work.
Well, and you're a high achiever.
I'm a high achiever. I let my work be part of my identity. And that's just how it is. And I know lots of people like that. And there has been trends of like hashtag girl boss and like hustling, like hustle culture and all of this stuff that like, you know, if you read any male self-help books that are disguised as business books, it's all like about how to get ahead and blah, blah, blah. Productivity hacks. And so now this idea that they're calling this thing like a lazy girl job, but it's like, oh no, you just have better boundaries and like expectations of like your job doesn't necessarily have to define you, and that you can make, you can find jobs that are a living wage.
That you don't have to kill yourself for.
Yeah, and you just meet expectations and that's enough. And it's like, that's not a new thing,
no.
Is it?
No, it's not. Although I think certainly for my generation, it was, you do as much as you can and any more that you can. You just do it. And if nobody else steps up to do it, then you offer to do it.
And I would say you still abide by that.
Yeah, I do.
For better or for worse.
Yes. Because it's got to get done. And if no one else takes the garbage out, we're going to get bugs.
And we have gotten bugs before.
Yes, we have.
We have been like, oh, those are some ant friends that we didn't have last week. Yes, and I would say that there is a
generational.
It's a generational thing, but is it not also tied up in, it goes both ways. So if you work for a place where they're not necessarily respecting you or your time, or they're constantly asking you to do more than what is in your job description, like putting that up and not necessarily feeling like I'm not getting paid to do more than I have to do. So if you, is that the wrong, I guess maybe there is no right or wrong. It's just different. But that the attitude that like, this is my job description. And if you want me to do more than that, pay me. Because
right.
Otherwise it is free labor, right?
For
and,
sure.
Of just, and it's just banking on the expectation of people's inclination to go above and beyond in order to get ahead. And so if the idea is like, I don't care if I get ahead, then that's just what it is now.
844-967-2789. You can call and or text. Michael from Eagle is joining us this morning. Good morning, Michael. What do you think?
Morning. So I absolutely feel like this is just another, you know, way that in a long line of different ways that it reeks of kind of a similar way that people have tried to divide us for a long time, especially, you know, the top 1%, the masters of the universe type, by dividing us based on racial lines or whether or not, obviously, in this instance, based on gender, you know, as a way to distract from the fact of the disparity that has occurred when it comes to like the wage gap between the top earners and the working class. And this is just another way, you know, another version of what used to be like, oh, it's so hard to find good help these days, right? It's just another way that they're trying to, like you said, it's exactly that. It's just someone that's having good work-life boundaries and realizing, you know, that the same thing with quiet quitting, right? It was all about, like, you know, like on one side for the people that were advocating for it, it was like, oh, I'm going to start, you know, acting my wage, right? Because they were just realizing the fact that what they were getting paid was not enough for the amount of effort that they were putting in. And so then it was rebranded as quiet quitting, you know, to put a spin on it. I feel like that's just all part of an effort to demonize what is, you know, them trying to use labor and without, you know, rightfully compensating people for it.
So who's they, though? Because the only pushback I'm going to give on that, because I agree with you as far as the motivation, but it's almost like, at least in the videos that are trending online, it's the young women themselves that are like self-identifying as, oh, let me show you my lazy girl job, like day in the life. And so it's almost become like the opposite flex of like girl boss, like hustle culture, which I think is interesting. So it's like, is there a top down they that is like branding this versus are girls just young women, just like calling this the wrong thing? So like, no, this is just boundaries.
Potentially, it may have started like that, but I think that you even look at how things get twisted. You look at like Black Lives Matter, you know, started, and then they were able to twist that and turn it around. It's like, well, all lives matter. It's like, well, Black Lives Matter means that all lives matter, yeah. Right? But like, unfortunately, people take that and turn it around because you didn't phrase it the way that they want, and they, you know, then can use it as a hook to like, oh, use this as an example of how lazy they're being, right? And so, yes, they might have been well-intentioned in terms of, like, the way they were branding this and really what they were trying to communicate in terms of the fact of having a better work-life balance. But I'm afraid that it's going to just be used, like, so many other of those other examples I talked about as a way, as, like, a wedge issue to distract us from what the real issue is, which is the massive amount of income disparity that has happened and the moat that exists between those kind of upper ruling class and, you know, working folks.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for the call, Michael.
Appreciate it.
It's so funny because it's like most of these are admin jobs where, you know, it's like it's not high stress. It's not like you have to hit a sales quota or you're like running a campaign where the metrics matter and stuff like that. But I was trying to think of like what is the actual best example of a lazy girl job? And that's all what immediately popped in my head is selling feet pics.
Feet pics?
Oh, you don't know this the whole thing?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, there's women who make tons of money selling pictures of their feet.
Oh, feet. Okay.
But as someone who has a size 11, I don't think I qualify.
Oh, there's a market for that somewhere. We have Jesse on the phone from Milwaukee. Jesse, thanks for joining us. Real quick, we got about a minute left. What do you want to say?
Hey, yeah, I think the idea of trying to have a work-life balance is great, but I think people have to realize, I'm seeing this with some of my younger sisters right now, of just, they're like, oh, I want to get paid every week and I want to work from home, but they only have a high school education and they're not fully realizing, like, you can't just start off right out of high school with some of these jobs. You have to get into an office to get those admin skills first. And so I think that's what's dangerous about these trends is people are seeing them on TikTok and seeing like, oh yeah, I can make a bunch of money with the Temu app or selling my feet pics. And it's like, you can't build a life or a career on that's going to sustain you for the next 20 to 30 years. You've got to build some skills first. I think it's a good thing to establish those boundaries, but I think young women need to realize first, like, you got to have some marketable skills before you can try.
Before you can do that. Absolutely. Thanks so much for the call, Jesse. That's a really good point. All right. When we come back, we're going to keep this conversation going, but we're also going to give away some more Wisconsin State Fair tickets. So give us a call now, 844-967-2789. If you want to go to the State Fair for free, this is As Goes Wisconsin.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Protect your family from radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free test kit at newradon.com.
That's newradon.com.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows around 58 overnight under partly cloudy skies. Southwesterly winds around 5 miles an hour. Highs level off around 83. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 63. Partly cloudy skies. Mid-80s Wednesday with a chance for scattered storms. Turning warmer Thursday with highs in the upper 80s. Chance for storms continues. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 59.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
On WGBW.
The great state of Maine. Don't miss it. Don't even be late. It's scholars to donuts where our state fair is the best state fair in our state.
Our state fair is a great state fair. Don't miss it.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Metnair. And the State Fair starts this week on Thursday.
Yes, yes, yes.
So we are giving away tickets every day this week. This is the second time today. We're probably going to do it twice a day because we got a lot of tickets to give out.
We got a lot of tickets.
And so we are playing a game that you can't lose in order to win the tickets. All you got to do is call. And who is our caller for this this round?
Rachel from Muskego. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. How are you doing this morning?
I am great.
Great. We're great. We're having fun today. Do you subscribe to the Lazy Girl job? Were you listening to that part of the conversation?
I was listening to part of it. I'm a retired special ed teacher, so I put in my 30 years of hard labor.
I was going to say,
substitute teach.
Not a lazy girl job, being a special ed teacher.
No,
I have special ed teachers in my family, so kudos to you for dedicating your career to that. So thank you for that. All right, so the rules of the game. I am going to read off three different new food items that you can get this year at the Wisconsin State Fair, and one of them you have to pick as something you would eat the entire thing, one you would eat at least a little bit for the rest of your life every day, and one you never will eat and you have to banish it to hell. Got it?
Okay.
All right.
Yes.
No pressure.
No pressure. Can't lose. All right. Number one, beer battered corn dog dipped in hot Wisconsin cheddar. Beer-battered corn dog dipped in hot Wisconsin cheddar turns state fair staples like the corn dog, beer, and cheese into one amazing dish. This fresh beer-infused battered corn dog cooked to golden brown perfection and dipped into a blend of hot, melted Wisconsin cheese.
That's got my name all over it.
Oh, yeah, that's
oh, baby.
Jane's watering at the mouth. All right, so that number two. Bug brownie on a stick.
Oh.
Try eating bugs at the Wisconsin State Fair this year. The bug brownie on a stick features crunchy and nutty tasting bugs that pairs beautifully with a chocolate brownie. Each brownie is piled high with chocolate frosting, candy corn, ants, crickets, worms, and a scorpion. That's number two. And number three is dill pickle corn dog. A tangy dill pickle and hot dog dipped in corn batter, deep fried, and served on a stick. And they have a picture. It's basically the hot dog is inside of the pickle and then
deep fried.
It's like a turducken.
Yeah. That would be my granddaughter's favorite.
Okay. So which one are you picking to eat the entire thing once?
I would eat the hot dog with the dill pickle.
That's your whole, okay, that's what you're eat one, once.
Do it once and get it out of the way.
What are you going to eat for the rest, what are you going to eat for the rest of your life, Rachel?
The one that was dipped in cheese.
Oh.
Rachel, I am so with you.
There you go.
Oh,
so
boy.
No bugs for you.
And the bugs would be last, yeah.
Have you ever eaten a bug?
Banished to hell. I have not eaten a bug.
I have not eaten a bug either. The fact that every year...
The brownie might cover it up. Yeah, that...
It's when they include the worm, though, Rachel, where they lose me. Because we talked about this last week, and one of them described the juicy worms. I don't want a juicy worm.
So you could do with a crunchy scorpion.
It's crunchy is going to be better than juicy.
The fact that they sell so many things with bugs on them at the state fair, it makes me think that, like, they have to be good because they're not just going to lose money on all these things, right?
And there are chefs all over the world who are incorporating bugs.
But it's hard to get over the fact. But all right, I approve. I agree with your choices, Rachel. So thank you so much for calling. Hold on the line.
Yep, don't hang up.
Jane's going to get your information.
Okay.
The bug thing. Maybe I'll try it. Maybe I'll try it this year.
If they coat it with enough chocolate to distract you, because I think they only taste crunchy, right? And a little nutty.
They describe them as nutty.
Right.
To be fair. But going back a little bit quickly on our conversation about the lazy girl
jobs.
Lazy girl jobs, we had a from someone from WMDX, lazy girl job is just clickbait. If they tag their post as life balance, no one will notice. So maybe that's what it is.
That's a good point.
We're going to switch gears in the next segment to talk about this other trending topic on social media right now. Again, gendered. And again, something that I don't think is new and yet is getting, amassing like millions of views and hundreds or thousands of videos of people making this, which is going back to girl dinner, which to me is just single person's dinner.
For sure. I'm sure. I know men do this too.
And like, it's just the idea of like, who actually cooks a full balanced meal for themselves when they are by themselves versus a much easier thing to do. And so for both of these trends, quote unquote, my takeaway has been like, why is this only girls? Is it one only because girls, there's more girls out there trying to be influencers and content creators.
Or
and so they're jumping on the trend more.
Or because most women are responsible for making dinner.
Maybe. That could be too. Very interesting. But we're going to keep talking about both after the break. So the two topics at hand. There is lazy girl jobs. And I would love to know if this rings true for you as far as like, do you work to live or live to work? Because I feel like that is exactly what this juxtaposition is between of like lazy girl job versus like hashtag girl boss and like balanced life versus hustle culture. And it's just being packaged as something else. But this is probably a more fun topic. What do you cook when you're alone? What do you make yourself for dinner when either if you are single on an average night or if you're in a relationship when your person is not there? And would you call that girl dinner? And when we come back, we'll give a little bit more of a description of what girl dinner is if this is totally lost on you. But 844-967-2789. We would love to hear from you on either of those questions. 844-96-PARTY. This is Ask Goes Wisconsin.
Dollars to donuts that our state fair is the best state fair in our state.
Our state fair is a great state fair. Don't miss it, you'll be lovely late. It's dollars to donuts that our state fair is the best state fair in our state.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. Memphis police say they thwarted a potential mass shooting outside a Hebrew school. Officers say they shot the man who tried to gain access to that school and opened fire when he couldn't get in. Alleged Gilgo Beach serial killer Rex Huerman will appear in court in New York today for the first time since he pleaded not guilty to charges of killing three women.
Police say they found nearly 300 guns, many of them stored in a walk-in vault in the basement. Huerman, a successful Manhattan architect, faces three counts of murder in the 2010 unsolved Gilgo Beach
staged deaths of three women, all in their 20s and believed to be sex workers. He's also the prime suspect in a fourth killing. Ellerup quickly filed for divorce after Huerman's arrest, saying, "My children cry themselves to sleep. I mean, they're not children. They're grown adults, but they're my children. And my son has developmental disabilities. He's so distraught and doesn't understand. And as a mother, I have no answers for him."
ABC's Derek Dennis. This is ABC News.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Woo-hoo! Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit. Because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge. By cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me. And I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trigby Olson, senior advisor to the project, Lincoln Project, that is, that this is authoritarianism and the early, as Matt Flynn likes to say, the little cat's feet of fascism creeping in.
And the next time I see Scott Walker tweeting about Ronald Reagan taught us, there's never been a bigger bunch of balderdash ever perpetrated on people.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. And we are talking about social media trends that aren't really trends. I think they've been around for a while.
Yeah.
In the last couple segments, we were talking about hashtag lazy girl jobs, which is really just having a job where you're not, you're not pushing for a promotion. You're not going above and beyond. You are doing what your job description is, you're fulfilling expectations.
You're not killing yourself.
And you're not killing yourself, which is a totally something that is fairly foreign to me, but I understand that there are people who out there who do this. But the other trend that's been lots of people have been talking about is this idea of girl dinner. And do we have a clip for that one too?
We do. Take a listen.
Does this look like dinner to you? What about this? Apparently, we're calling this girl dinner now.
I'm Alex Carr, Skim, and I'll explain why. Women across social media have been showing off their dinners, and surprise, they're not these like big, fancy meals, Julia Child style. Instead, we're talking about things like a cheese board situation, or leftovers, or peanut butter in bed. Those are girl dinners. The common thread is that there's basically zero prep time, and it's all about the vibes and eating what you want in the moment. Some people have said girl dinners cannot possibly be filling, and they could actually be showcasing an unhealthy relationship with food. But other people say that's kind of missing the point, and girl dinner isn't about what's actually on the plate. Instead, and stick with me here, girl dinner is an act of resistance, because women have historically been the ones to prepare this meal at home. And so girl dinner is kind of a rebellion against that, because it's about taking pleasure in your food, especially when you didn't take much time to prepare it. So what do you think of girl dinner? Personally, we don't really care what it's called as long as you enjoy it.
Power to the dinner.
Yeah, I think it's making a little bit more out of it. I think this is actually something I feel like comes back to being lazy. Unlike the job situation, whereas like this is lazy person dinner because I don't want to cook for other myself and I have no one else to cook for. And so my question for you is when you are alone, so if you are in a relationship and your person is out of town or out for the night, or if you are single and you typically are eating at home alone, what does your dinner typically look like in those situations? 844-967-2789. Are you making yourself a protein, a starch, a vegetable, or are you eating what's around the house? Because this to me, again, is like so stupid that we're putting this name on it when it's only when I have been in relationships that I have a balanced dinner. And like when I was single, I didn't cook for myself.
You lived on Skittles.
I did. Well, I ate a little bit more than that, but like these videos or this trend or whatever, people saying what they eat when they're alone. Like I certainly have done that, mostly out of time, convenience, what's in the house, how hungry am I, and like in general, grazing throughout the day has been my way of eating for a while. Versus, I have breakfast and then I have lunch and then I have dinner,
right?
And they are meals. But again, we're saying this is like a girl thing to do. Where are the bachelors out there? And what do they cook for themselves for dinner?
Well, for heaven's sakes, what about all the married men out there who, when their wives go on vacation with the girls for a week, are you telling me that they're cooking a three-course meal?
Well, like, what does Paul do when you're gone?
He dies. He gets fast food. He goes in and gets fast food.
Yeah.
Or he heats up a can of soup.
That's exactly what I feel like my dad does. It's like, it's either goes out and gets a burger somewhere, gets like a Subway or a Jimmy John's.
Yep.
Heats up some leftovers, makes some soup. I think that's it.
What about pizza?
Pizza, like that's a convenient, like I'm trying to think of Mike. I feel like I don't know what he likes making home chefs. So he'll everyone, but he usually, but again, when he makes a home chef, I feel like that's usually when we're gonna eat together.
Right.
Because I do think when it's just, it can also be hard to cook for just two people, but like as far as quantities and stuff, but at least like cooking, because then you eat it together.
Right.
And, or you, even better, you cook it together. And like that is the activity and the intimacy of we're doing this thing together versus I don't feel like that's when you're just like eating because you need to eat. There's not a lot of routine not routine. What's the word? Like you don't need to make it special. You just kind of like, I just need to not be hungry.
Right.
And so what do I have in the house?
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. From the 310, Jack's Pizza contains all the food groups you'll ever need.
Especially a Supreme one.
Vegetables
in there.
Everything you need.
That's what we grew up on was Jack's Pizzas. We've now become a Red Baron house because Mike is very adamant that he thinks Red Baron is better and I'm not going to die on that hill. But we were certainly a Jack's Pizza house, which I will still do. Like, there's been plenty of times where Mike has been out for the night, and what I end up making for myself while he is out is I will eat an entire frozen pizza by myself, which I will have you know, a whole frozen Jack's pizza is still less calories than like two slices of pizza from like a standard delivery place.
No kidding.
Because there's so much less cheese and like the ingredients that actually are put in. It's like usually very thin crust.
Right.
So I always defend myself of like, yes, it's a whole pizza, but the actual caloric intake
is less.
Is like 500 calories.
That's not bad.
It's not bad. It's like it's less than like, depending on what Jimmy John's sub you get or something like that, those can be like 1,000 by themselves. So that is one of the things that I would eat when I am by myself is like a Jack's pizza or some combination of like a handful of nuts, some hummus and some carrots, and like a cookie.
Well-balanced meal right there. 844-967-2789. We have Mark from the SAC on the phone. Good morning, Mark. What is your go-to solo dinner?
Oh, boy, because I've actually done some actually spectacular solo dinners. When I was doing chemo a couple of years ago, I did some of Jamie Oliver's five-ingredient cooking.
Ooh!
So that is just, I did what orangey lamb chops with baby carrots, and so it's just turned out really good. I mean, even the leftovers were good. But
it sounds just good.
If you prep, but there's a lot of times, you just, throw some chili together that, but if you have cans of stuff available or jarred stuff available, you can do stuff pretty good, with just a few simple ingredients, like a lot of Indian simmer sauces. You can just simmer, saute some chicken and dump the simmer sauce in, and then dump it in whatever veg you want, some baby carrots or some baby potatoes, and you got a pretty complete dinner there.
Mark, we need to do a cooking hack segment with you.
Well, I get a lot of my hacks from Jamie Oliver. He does some pretty fantastic stuff. 15-minute dinners, meals, and 30-minute meals, and the 5-ingredient cooking is pretty cool too. There was one I did this 4-ingredient cooking, which was cod fillets wrapped in bacon or in.
So you cook. Needless to say, you're someone that even when you're by yourself, you are not going to go for like something you can just grab. Like you find pleasure in actually cooking a meal, even alone.
Yeah, it's right now it's been kind of tough with the chest tube. I mean, it kind of limits my mobility around the chicken. But I mean, yeah, I got fresh tomatoes coming in now, so pluck a bunch of those, slice them in half, throw in some basil, a little olive oil, a little vinegar. If you got feta cheese, you can toss that in there. It's
you're making me hungry, Mark.
So
you are the opposite. You're the opposite of girl dinner. You are a man cook. Thanks so much for the call, Mark.
My mother taught me well. I mean, I can remember the meals at home. There was always like even canned pears or canned peaches with a scoop of cottage cheese in them and a maraschino cherry on top, and then a regular meal that. My mom got me cooking right away. I mean,
good for her.
That's great.
Thanks so much for the call, Mark.
I think we just lost him. 844-967-2789. What is your solo meal? We have Tom from Cedarburg joining us. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, ladies. I like pizza also. I like the Quick Trip pizzas. They're basic ones or cheaper ones. They're like $7 or so. And they have pepperoni and sausage, pepperoni, and they also have a cheesy Alfredo with chicken, and that's really good. That one there, my mom, I really like that one. But I have a question. I have a couple that are in my freezer who are probably a year old or 9 months old. Are those still eatable? I thought I'd ask some experts here who might know.
So if you have a 9-year-old frozen pizza?
9-month-old.
9-month-old. I would say yes if it's frozen. I mean, don't come back at me if you get eaten and sick. Like, I claim no liability in my answer, but I would say yeah, I would eat it.
Just don't eat it frozen.
Right, right. And I've learned also, you want to put it higher up in the oven. If you put it lower, the bottom doesn't get as crispy.
Ooh.
That's a good hack.
A good hack.
Thanks a lot, Tom. 844-967 2789-844-96-PARTY. Jess in Tosa says, solo dinners in our house are also pizzas. I get DiGiorno when my husband is away. He gets glass nickel with vegan cheese.
Ooh.
When I am gone. And another from the 541, if it's just me, sandwiches or takeout fast foods or maybe leftovers if we have some. If the wife is home for dinner, we might cook something up, although we eat out too much as is. And also from the 541, I must be doing something wrong because 30-minute meals take me an hour to prepare for 10 minutes of eating.
That's the thing. It's like I've saved over the years. I've saved so many recipes at things that look good. But when it comes, like push comes to shove, it's like, all right, I go to look at the thing that is like, oh, I would want to make this. But then it's like, what do I actually have in the house?
Right.
Am I really going to go buy the ingredients that I don't have in the house to make this thing? Or am I just going to eat what I have because I'm tired and I just want to sit here?
I don't want to go out.
And sometimes what I have is a jar of pickles. I mean, that was like the Kerry Washington's character, Olivia Pope. It was like wine. That was the original, I think, if we're talking just like this trend in general of girl dinner. That whole show where basically the only time you ever saw her eat was when she was at home eating popcorn and drinking wine. That was her dinner. That was always. I don't think she ever ate otherwise on that show.
Different nutritional requirements.
Yeah, totally. A text from WMDX, the 608. A rare steak because my wife can't stand the sight of blood in her steak. So that's what I think is also interesting for people who are in a relationship. What if you eat the thing that your partner never wants to eat? I remember growing up, the question that we're asking right now is, what is your go-to solo dinner? So when you are home alone, if you're married or in a relationship and your partner's not there, do you cook? Do you just have a go-to easy meal?
Takeout.
Or if you're single, what is, in general, what does your meal at night look like? Because there is this trend of girl dinner saying, you know, just like charcuterie boards and cheese and crackers. There was definitely a type that I would buy a baguette and a wheel of brie cheese, and I called that dinner.
And protein.
It was good.
I'm sure.
But we have another from the 608. In regards to Jack's Pizza, as discussed by Kristen, 310 to 340 calories per serving. Serving is a third of the pizza, so about 1,000 calories or more for the whole pizza. Okay, so I was off.
Corrected.
That's corrected.
That's
still
right.
1,000's not that bad.
No, well,
I'm pretty sure like a Sunday from Culver's is more.
Probably depending upon what your toppings are and
or
stuff like
that. Or what your size is.
Yeah, yeah.
But we would love to hear from you. We'll keep this going through the break towards the end of the show. What is your go-to solo dinner? 844-967-2789. Is it fancy? Or what is the most... Or what is your guilty pleasure when your partner's not there? I'll come back and I'll say what that was. Lost my train of thought. What we used to cook when my dad was out of town that my mom was really excited to cook because she knew he wouldn't eat it. This is As Goes Wisconsin, 844-967-2789. We'll be back right after the break.
Send it back, just eat it.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples. Some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo!
Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy today with daytime highs approaching 83. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows around 63. Slight chance for isolated thunderstorms. Tomorrow, highs level off around 84. Mainly cloudy. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Thursday, daytime highs approaching 87. 81, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 59.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On WGBW.
What do you eat when you're alone? 844-967-2789. Or what do you eat specifically when your partner's not there because you know they don't like it? We already had one person say that they do steak because
rare.
their rare steak because their wife does not like the look of blood, which made me think of when we were kids, it was taco night.
Oh, really? Your dad doesn't like tacos?
My dad is not an adventurous eater. I don't think he would be offended by me describing him in that way. So typically, we'll say ethnic foods in general, he was always a little wary of. I think he likes tacos now. But growing up, like he came to Taco Fest when Mike still ran Taco Fest in Milwaukee. He came one year and he's opened up a little bit. But when we were growing up, because it was such an easy meal to cook for kids and something he would never want. Because it was just like, it was specifically the hard shell tacos, just ground meat with whatever taco mix, like seasoning.
Right.
And then, you know, chopped up lettuce and
tomatoes
onions. Or whatever. And that was like, that was our go-to easy meal when dad was out of town.
I think hard shell tacos.
I don't even know the last time I had a hard shell taco.
Yum.
Maybe we'll make some this week.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. John from the Falls. When my wife is out of town, my go-to is jerk chicken pita from Cosmos Creek Restaurant in Wauwatosa. It's worth a 20-minute drive both ways. I would happily eat their jerk chicken at least once a week for the rest of my life.
Wow.
If I could.
Bold.
That's very high praise.
Jerk chicken. That's all right. All right. That's a good one. We have Todd Alba of the Todd Alba Show, which you can hear 1 to 3 p.m. all across the Civic Media Network. Good friend of ours. He just tweeted out and said, hashtag guy dinner, a picture of a Roma frozen pizza.
Okay.
A container of Pringles.
Okay.
And a bottle of Gnarly Head Cabernet.
The perfect meal for one.
I would say that the amount of times that my girl dinner also included a bottle of wine was not infrequent. Like a $10 bottle of wine, especially when I was in my 20s. Often, very often. But I tweeted back at him. I said, do you crumble the Pringles on top of the pizza? Because some people do that.
Oh, I would think that Pringles would be the appetizer.
Could be. But I've met people in the past who crumpled chips on top of pizza.
See, stop doing weird things with pizza.
That's fine. I put chips in my sub sandwiches sometimes.
I can see that.
Because I put like a jalapeno kettle chip because it adds crunch
and
a little bit more flavor to the sandwich.
I'm not anti that.
Not anti that. Well, not like it's no Fig Newton, Jane.
No, well,
so.
That's true. That's a whole other argument. 844-967-2789 if you would like to check in. When my husband is gone, and this is just a throwback to childhood because I find it so comforting. I will get white bread, not Wonder Bread, but I will get white bread,
okay,
cheese slices.
Like Kraft?
Like Kraft cheese slices.
So
American cheese
product, not cheese food.
It's a cheese food. And I'll make a grilled cheese sandwich with sweet pickles on the side and then a can of condensed tomato soup from Campbell's with milk, not water.
Oh, so it's basically a grilled cheese.
A grilled cheese.
Sweet pickles.
On the side and tomato bisque soup.
Yeah, that's respectable.
That we always had as kids, which...
You could elevate it and get something like nicer cheese, or is it specifically you need that kind of cheese?
It's got to be that cheese.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's more about, it's a texture issue. Because that stuff melts really well.
Yes, that's true. That is true.
And then the other go-to for me is, I love Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Isn't it so good?
It is so good. And I have tried macaroni and cheese recipes for decades. And gone to different restaurants where they all tout their macaroni and cheese. And I don't know what it is about that pseudo fake cheese powder they have, but it's magical.
It's magical.
It is.
It is. I went through a phase of that. I think specifically during the early stages of first trimester of like not that many things felt that appetizing. It was mostly like starches. And Kraft macaroni and cheese, I went through a good month of like, that's all I wanted.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, it's perfect.
It is. I don't know why, it's but all, I agree with you that unless it's, like, there's no other boxed,
no
healthier version that comes close
and
to,
I'm trying
to Kraft.
I'm trying to think who their competitor was that came out with like the sauce in a
Velveeta.
Pouch. Yeah. Not even close. Nice try, Velveeta. Not working.
There's like a healthier option called the Annie's or something. That I think is less, they claim that the cheese itself that you use is less processed. I don't know how that'd be possible.
If it's a powder?
If it's a powder, how it's like, there's no way that this can be that, like, anything but marginally healthier than the Kraft version, right?
Definitely. Definitely.
All right. Well, if you were listening to this as a podcast, shoot me an email. Shoot us an email at asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us. What is your go-to solo meal? Because I think this is a really fun topic.
And we all do it.
Mark from the SAC is the only person that we've heard from that actually, and I guess the guy who says he makes a rare steak.
Yeah.
But like most people, I think that at least we've heard from today, go to a convenient, may I say, lazy option when they are by themselves as what they cook. So again, why are we calling this girl dinner? That's just
we all do it.
We all do it. It's a single alone person thing. Let's call it that. All right. Well, coming up tomorrow, Dan Schaefer will be back, and tomorrow is a big day. Tomorrow,
oh, Janet gets sworn in.
Janet Protasiewicz will be sworn in. So I'm sure we will talk about that with Mr. Dan Schaefer as we recombobulate with him as far as what lawsuits are coming down the pipe. How quickly we may see the redistricting lawsuit even get filed. Obviously, we have the abortion case that's already been making its way through the courts. But we will talk through, both, I think, what lawsuits we expect to see and also level setting expectations.
About how quickly things will change.
And the fact that the cases still have to play out.
Right.
That this is not just... You know,
it's not a slam dunk now.
Yeah. And so we will talk about that. We're also going to be talking to Kirsten Finn from Wisconsin Bike Federation. We will give away some more state fair tickets. I saw Barbie over the weekend.
Oh,
so we have a conversation
awesome.
About Barbies and specifically what the big deal is. It's kind of my
outrage.
My take is like, was it the best movie I've ever seen? No. Do I understand the outrage at all? No, but we'll get to hear from you about that tomorrow. But as of today, thank you for calling. Thank you for texting. Thank you for being part of the show. Come back tomorrow at 10 a.m. when we will do this all over again. This has been As Goes Wisconsin. It's getting better all the time.
Get ready, country fans, because Tyler Farr is coming to heat up the summer on August 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha.
Whiskey in the water.
With hit singles such as Redneck Crazy,
Whiskey in My Water,
and his brand new single, Rednecks Like Me. Tickets will be on sale June 30th by calling Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha or by visiting the Rewards Club booth. Then, because fun has no age limit, we'll be opening our concert up to everyone. Enjoy a perfect summer night with food, trucks, and music, and mark your calendars for fun this summer with Tyler Farr at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha. Get ready, country fans, because Tyler Farr is coming to heat up the summer on August 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha.
Whiskey in the water.
With hit singles such as Redneck Crazy,
Whiskey in My Water,
and his brand new single, Rednecks Like Me. Tickets will be on sale June 30th by calling Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha or by visiting the Rewards Club booth. Then, because fun has no age limit, we'll be opening our concert up to everyone. Enjoy a perfect summer night with food, trucks, and music, and mark your calendar.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on ABC the Civic
News,
Media
I'm
app.
Lionel Moore.